All right, we're heading into the kitchen right now to do some cooking with Claude, and Mom's making lemon bars, although she already, I believe, knocked out 3 batches of lemon bars for my sister's lemon-themed Jack and Jill tomorrow. So, oof, I don't even know how many that is. Hi, Mom. How are you?
Hi, honey.
Christian tells me that you're taking on a second grandchild in about an hour. Is that true?
Yes. Okay. Yes, Zach is going to the doctor. Mm-hmm. He broke out in a rash last night. So Kevin's coming, and then I'm driving them to Milford and bringing them to the playground.
Got it. Okay, so I will call you right after the show, and I'll come.
Yeah,
help.
No worries. No. It'll be good for Kevin. No problem.
Oh, no, I know that. I know. But I mean, like I was just telling the listeners, you, I think, knocked out 3 full things of lemon bars.
I did. I finished them this morning. I got up early because they weren't cool enough to put the powdered sugar on. Mm. So I have like a lot of lemon bars. I might even get on this tree and sell them with some lemonade.
I mean, they were so good. I had one last night before bedtime. It definitely gave me like a little bit of a sugar rush, but it was totally worth it. They are probably one of my favorite desserts of all time. Only the ones you make, because I'm not really a lemon fan.
That's what's so funny. Mine don't look like, I have to take a picture of them. Mine don't look like the fluffy, like lemon. Mine are more like a darker lemon, but I put in, like, they call for a teaspoon of finely chopped lemon, finely shredded lemon peel. I put in, like, a tablespoon. I love the lemon, like the lemon tart of it. You got to almost get your jowls going.
Yeah, no, it's intense, but in the best way. Like I said, I'm not really a lemon fan. And it was a few years ago, I think, when Annie Lynn was in college, that she's like, Mom, please, if you could send me anything.
And Nicholas, send lemon bars.
Yeah, but even growing up with Nicholas, Mom, maybe you just never tried them. You didn't start making lemon bars until Annie Lynn. I don't remember Nicholas asking for them.
Right.
Because when you made this recipe, that's when I started eating them. I would never have touched lemon bars. I'm not really a lemon fan. Like, I don't like lemon meringue. I don't like lemon stuff. These are one of the best desserts. And it's only the way you make them, because I've tried them at other parties. I've tried them at bakeries. And they're too cakey. Yours are more tarty, and they're more like
That's it. They're more like a tart.
They're like lemon squares. Yeah, like I don't know how to describe it, but they're I don't know, even saying bars, they're not. They're so, I don't know, they're really good. So instead of me just explaining it more, why don't you tell me the recipe? Because they really are fantastic.
Thank you, honey.
Oh, you're welcome, Mother.
A lot of love into them. If anybody watches Everybody Loves Raymond, it comes from love.
That's actually true, though. When I see so I think you started getting the lemon juice. I think you started squeezing lemons on
that's what it is.
Monday or Tuesday.
You know, the whole thing with cooking since I've been doing your show is things take a little bit longer, but I don't really do anything that isn't really fresh. Like, your dry ingredients are your dry ingredients. So you start with 2 cups of flour, a 1/2 cup of powdered sugar, 2 tablespoons of cornstarch. If you want to use salt, put in a little bit of salt, and 3/4 of a cup of butter. So those are your dry ingredients. And when you mix them all together, and make sure you wash your hands really well, because I do this with my hands, because it becomes more like a crumb. It's more like crumbs. And then when you put this, you spray the bottom of your baking sheet. And, I almost put it all in there. And then I kind of knead it flat with my knuckles. As you can see, I'm going around to kind of flatten it out.
Yeah, don't hurt yourself.
See where the high parts are, where the low parts are.
Yikes.
And that you do, and you bake it 350 for 18 to 20 minutes. So I go by eye. So when it's nice and brown, a little brown, then I take that out. And while that's doing its 18 minutes, you take your 4 eggs lightly beaten, 1 1/2 cups of granulated sugar, 3 tablespoons of all-purpose flour, Now, this is where I go more. It's a teaspoon of finely shredded lemon peel. But like I said, I just eye it. I just wait until I go around the whole lemon and shred that. And then I do 3/4 cup of fresh lemon. So I'm actually hand squeezing them on the old squeezer, you know, back and forth. Matter of fact, can't do too many lemons at a time because it hurts your wrist.
Yeah, no, you can't do that.
Back and forth. So I've been accumulating lemon juice over the week.
Yes, you have. I know. That's what I was saying.
And then 1/4 cup. I use the milk I have in the refrigerator. You could use half and half, light cream, milk, or, you know, whatever. And then while your crust is hot, you put this on, and then you bake that for, like, I don't know, like 15 to 20 minutes. Like, some of my bars are more lemon-looking. Some of them are a little more darker lemon. You know, and then they have to come, you have to completely cool them down. Then once they're cool, you add the powdered sugar, and then you cut them into squares, and you display them.
Okay, so, Mom, are you going to send me the recipe just because I know I missed a couple of, like, numbered ingredients?
I will send you the recipe and a picture.
Okay, no, that would be great because I know... it's really not too difficult, but again, I think the thing that my mom is saying is it takes time because she does a lot of the stuff from scratch, and it really does make a difference. Like, I'm sorry, when you squeeze lemons versus doing lemon juice, I can taste a difference. I like, there's just so much in,
it's,
I mean,
so much more potent.
Yeah.
So, therefore, for those of you who are watching their weight, you don't need as many.
That's true. Well, I mean... Speak for yourself. Yeah, well, speak for yourself. No, I could take down 16 of your lemon bars. I mean, I love the enthusiasm, Mom, but I mean, let's not be crazy. These are certainly not going to, yeah. I mean, they are heavier, but I don't know. For some reason.
They're condensed, I feel. They're
skinny, kind of. So it's like, I don't think I'm eating that much. And plus, I don't know, when you have such an overpowering flavor of fruit, in my mind, I don't think it could be that bad. That's certainly not right. That's false advertising. But yeah, it's, I don't know, I could definitely
false
take down
advertising.
Five.
Advertising. That's right.
Right. But no, what we've been saying, though, all morning and how good they are, that's not false. That's very accurate.
No,
but that you can only
good.
Have one or two, that's not true. There's no way. Yeah. No way.
But you're right.
No, it's okay, Mom. I have Marino is texting me right now, Mom, and says, "Do you have any left over?" Marino Giuliano.
Yes. Tell him I do.
I told him to come over tonight to come to my house when we have dinner.
Yes. Do you want me to bring some?
Well, I'm going to see if he and the family are coming over. If they are, just bring a couple for Marino. Maybe Meg, too, because Meg will feel sad if she doesn't get some.
Absolutely.
I'll let you know if they're coming.
I'll have to make a batch and send them in to WICC.
Well, I certainly can let the team know that that's happening too. That's certainly doable.
Yes, I do have to say they're absolutely delicious.
They really are. They're super killer. They're very, very good. So I'm going to put the recipe online if you want to give it a shot. I think it's totally worth it, and you will definitely have the crowd favorite if you're taking them to a party. That's for sure. Mom, thank you so much. I can't wait to have more when I see you soon.
Thank you, and you all have a wonderful weekend out there. And I love all of you.
And we love
you. Thank you, Paul, for giving us a nice weekend.
I know. How cute is Paul Piorek? He's just...
I love him.
Ah, so precious. I love him, too.
Yes.
And I love you. Thank you, Mom. I will see you soon. See you at the playground.
Okay. Love you, sweetheart.
All right. Talk to you soon.